Parshas Lech Lecha, Beis Tefillah, Tovshin Ein Hei. Baruch Hashem, now second cycle, try to say new things. If I forget, I say something old, you'll forgive me. I want to start off with something I said last year, but there's an addition this year. We start off that Hashem tells Avram at the time, Lech lecha me'artzecha, mimoladetecha, mipeis avicha, go, where to? El ha'aretz asher areka. You go to Eretz Canaan. Very nice. Sounds like a new chapter, a new mission to go to Eretz Canaan. But in fact, if you remember a long time ago, from Parshas Noach, from last week, the end of Parshas Noach finishes off. Vayikach Terach es Avram Bnoi, es Loit Ben Aron Ben Bnoi. And where do they go? Lo Lechetz Arz Canaan. Apparently, they're already on the way to Arz Canaan. So what's Hashem telling him? He's on the way anyway. What's going on? The Zohar says, we learn from over here a principle. Koman the itar the it kador. Whoever wakes up to become tohor, Messiah in lay will help him. And says the Zohar, mila del eila loit itar. The heavens don't wake up at the itar bekadmita. When man makes his move, that's when the heavens will be mashpia. It is the rusa de la tachas. When in this world we make a move, we make a step forward, then the heavens will give the siyata deshmaya. But if we sit back and wait for the siyata deshmaya to come, we all want to grow in our spiritual growth. But we're waiting for the opportunity, then it doesn't happen. If you move ahead and start, then the siyata deshmaya will come in. So, last night I gave a shir in Mar Gimel, and there's a gentleman after the shir came over to me. He said, I want to tell you, you mentioned the Zohar about making your step and the siyata deshmaya will come. So he told me his life story. He's an Englishman who lives in some city on the coast of England. There's very, very little, very firm, very little amount of religious Jews. And he works in a bank. And on Friday, during the winter, the bank day, the working day, spills over into Shabbos. Shabbos comes in very early. The working day is ready into Shabbos. So this English Jew requested permission to be let off and to be allowed to leave so he can make home for Shabbos. He was refused. They said no. In the meantime, his manager kind of allowed him to do it, but the high authorities in the bank didn't agree. And time passed. All of a sudden, he gets a letter. Yeah, you can. He finds out what happened. That the word spread, and people got together. He didn't know about this. People got together, and they contacted very, very wealthy Jewish clients, who were maybe not religious themselves. And these very wealthy clients were sending messages to the bank. If this is the way you treat people from our religion, we're leaving your bank. And one after the other, these threats were sent, and the bank wasn't gedai for them, so they backed down. Not only that, he only requested to leave at 3:30 to make the train. They said, you can leave at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock you can leave. So he was telling me, I made the first step. I was risking my job and my house, because I took a mortgage on my house based on my job. If I would lose the job, which I was going to lose the job, because they said no. So I was going to lose my house as well. Everything was at stake. My livelihood, my house, It was all at stake for Shabbos. But he still went ahead. And without him doing anything, it happened by itself. God, he made the first step, and Mishamayim, everything worked out, that not only could he get home in time for Shabbos, he's given the whole afternoon off. This is what he came over to tell me, his inspiration when he heard about this Zohar. So those two, for us, when we want to move ahead, we have to make the first step. Don't wait for things to work out. It's a jump in the deep end. Avraham was kind of on the way. He was on the way to Canaan. He realized that maybe there's Ruchnius there, and then Hashem said, "Go, go." And Hashem gave him a bracha. Okay. That's not a kasha me. That's what it says. Pasuk says, right? That's how the Zohar learns that he made the first step, and then maybe Hashem spoke to him and commanded him and gave him the brachas. Everything came after he made the first step. And the Zohar says it's a lesson. It says mikan. Here we have to learn that if you want to get the siyata shema, you have to make the first step. We find that Hashem didn't tell him where he's going to. He said, "Ela'oret Asher Areka." Hashem left it vague. Why? Says Rashi. The reason is chavavo be'inov, to make it more dear in his eyes. What does that mean? We see from over here that when things are difficult, a person likes to know where he's going to. Hashem says, "Go, travel. Where to? I'll let you know." When things are difficult, they in fact turn out to make it chaviv. Those are things you will like more. We look at hardships as, we wish everything would go smooth and easy. When things go smooth and easy, you lose the chavivos. When things are difficult, they're challenging, and we rise to the challenge, then it creates the chavivos. You meet a person who climbed a high mountain, and you tell him, "You know what? Why do you have to work so hard? There's a old age home that's going on a tour, and they have buses go all the way to the